Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It is 7:05 on February the 15th. February the 15th, that's right, that day after Valentine's Day. I hope you all were had a great Valentine's Day. I know Sungold did. She and her husband were up at Ensamos and yesterday having a great lunch. And Linda and I were up there. I want to talk about that in a couple minutes. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning. A little bit scary incident yesterday in the skies, and I'd like to talk about that if we get a chance.
Okay, we'll get a chance for that. Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa is supposed to call in today about 7:10, and we'll see. I know that, you know what, we have the best intentions a lot of times, but then, you know, it's pesky things like the work of Congress sometimes falls into it. We're also going to be talking to our, Maui Bob's going to come in today. I want to talk, Maui Bob's got a business, but that's not really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about his business, but I want to talk about the people he has. And these are people that, I mean, you would love to have working for you, the honesty and integrity of this group. And then of course at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. And we're going to be talking to him about about how 109 is affecting our sister city here in Anderson. I mean, we've had a lot on that this week. And I'd like to finish this week out with that. And then today we're extending for another hour. We're going to extend from 9 to 10. And we're going to be talking the homeless panhandler issue with the man that organized the protest against the initiative for people to stop giving money to panhandlers, Earl Allen Bach. He's going to be here. We want to talk to get that other side because we try really hard. We want to always provide both sides of the issue. But as we always do, we're going to start off with our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute. It's Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, well, good morning. Good morning. We have positive opens on this Friday morning. Currently, the Dow's up 25 points at 13,998, while the NASDAQ's up 5 at 3,204, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,523. Oil's down $1.68 at $95.59 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.18%. Gold's down $21.20 this morning at $1,613, while silver is down 42 cents at $29.94 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's up 54 cents at $67.89. ExxonMobil's down 2 dimes at $88.32, while Big Blue's up $1.15 at $200.76. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR Radio. Okay, if you want to talk to our Wells Fargo Advisors, and they're more than happy to share their information with you, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive in Reading. Okay, Bad Bob, business. I'm sorry, weather.
Weather.
I'm looking at business and talking weather. You know what? okay, let's
44 degrees.
Yeah, Linda's not here because it will be here on Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and I have Trish on Thursday. We're going to start running in with guest host on Fridays, but, we've got some other plans we're doing too, so my mind is looking in different directions without Linda here to watch me.
Alrighty, well, sunny today, a high near 74, mostly clear tonight, low around 40 degrees, and as we head into your weekend on your Saturday, sunny, a high near 72, it is 44 degrees in Reading right now, and no rocks falling from the sky at present, and this report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, now, 474-5546, of course, they're having weekend food. We were up there yesterday for Valentine's Day. Up there for lunch, it was filled up with people. But here's what I want to talk about. As you know, and we've been talking about it yesterday, and we've talked about it, several, I don't know how many dozen times. But yesterday I saw about 40 artisans up there working on the new, event center there. And these were people that were building fountains. I mean, beautiful fountains. They were doing the glasswork. They were doing welding. They were doing all the work that you can imagine up there to do this. About 40 men and women. Then I looked at the 20 people that were working in the restaurant, you know, in between the servers, the bus people and the cooks, and the people working, you know, in the sous cooks in the kitchen. About another 20 there. And then about the 20 that work out on the ranch itself full time. And I looked at all the equipment that was out there, all the stuff that was being brought in, all the food, everything. And I thought, this is the place that the county wants to shut down and put 80 people right away out of business. But then this has a ripple effect, of course, because then it affects what they can buy. Trust me, they're getting a great wage out there. And the fact is that now no taxes from them, no taxes from Anselmo. No buying of food, no buying of new cars, no maintenance of tractors, no maintenance of this. You want to shut the place down. The ripple effect will be tremendous. And it didn't really strike me until right then. The charities they support, all of this. And it just kind of, when I was watching all these guys working out there, and they were working really hard to get the place finished by March 23rd. The injunctions out there to put every one of these people out of business, to take food from their table. And you can't tell me there isn't a way to work this out if the supervisors at the county wanted to do it. There's got to be. There has got to be a way to work this out. And you say, oh, it's Anselmo's fault. And someone will meet him. He said it. He's put it in writing. I don't understand how they can do this, how they can just, affect hundreds of people over this one. Actually, all it would take is a supervisor or two to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. We're spending $40,000 a month on this. Can we talk about this? Anyway. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Carl in Dubai.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. On the line, Congressman Doug LaMoffa. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You know, we're doing, you know what? It's great weather out here. We've had, it's just going to be super this weekend. I don't know if you're stuck back on the East Coast, but the left
for a little while. Yeah. It's beautiful here too. Probably a little bit colder, but it's real nice out. The Capitol Dome still gleams in the sun here.
I want to tell you is that I watched the first State of the Union speech in years for one reason, to see if I could see you back there. I didn't see the cowboy hat, so I didn't see you. So
well, they don't allow the cowboy hat on the floor. but confession time was as I had a choice between my son's final home basketball game of his senior year or sitting back there listening to that. So I chose my son's ball game and then flew out on the red eye that night.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your take on the State of the Union?
Well, I watched it at home for a while before the game and then listened to it on the radio and then read the rest of it, on BlackBerry and then recapped it later. So what we got out of it was that, the president hasn't offered a lot of solutions for the major problem we have, and that is the spending and that is the debt. And so that was disappointing that he didn't even mention the overall national debt of 16 plus trillion in his comments, but he did have a lot of an idea for new ways to spend and new programs, and he says it won't cost a dime because I guess for each new program comes a new tax along the way. And we heard also about Fix It First. That was an idea to start fixing our infrastructure. But I think we all believe that that was supposed to be part of the package of the so-called stimulus a couple 3 years ago, that spent nearly $1 trillion and ended up, we were told shovel-ready projects, highway projects, things that were infrastructure and all supposed to boost the economy. So I guess that first go around was called Fix It Second, and now he wants to shift to Fix It First.
So would you say the overall from what I've getting from people is that their overall take on this is there wasn't a lot of new stuff except we have new programs here that we need to start, and we can't break our promises on the other programs. But he talked about cutting. He said nothing. He said there would be no new cost. And I can't figure out what he meant by that.
It wouldn't be a new dime of debt or a new dime, I guess, in adding to the overall
right
deficit. But with that comes ideas for new taxes along the way. And because of the mess of the fiscal cliff at the end of the year, they already got their tax increases. They already went after the, high income earners and extracted their pound of flesh out of that. And people in, regular middle-income folks are seeing less in their paycheck because of the Social Security shell game that was played there. People are seeing, $100, $200, $300 less out of their paycheck because of that.
Oh, yeah.
And some other measures. Then if you're a California citizen, you're seeing that on the other upper income level as well as the sales tax you pay at the register. So people are getting hit from all different angles. And so, the proposals for even more program spending is just completely flying in the face of the hard numbers that we're looking at around here, especially, again, when we're talking the sequestration hitting here in a couple of weeks and having to put a budget out. And, we've called upon the budget a president to propose. Just tell us when he plans a budget that will balance. We're not telling him how or when. Just tell us when you plan to do that. And so, these are all things moving in tandem here, and the State of the Union speech didn't really seem to go for the goals that we're looking at.
Okay, well, let me address two of the two questions we have, you know, that it seems that something's got to be done. The immigration problem. He said he wants to secure the borders, put people, they have to learn English, they go to the back of the line, they pay a fine, they apply, and then that businesses can't hire illegals. So I guess that means some kind of card system. Is it a starting point?
Well, you know, I mean, I want to give credit where it's due, and the president said most of the right words on immigration.
Yeah, he did.
He came out of the chute talking about we have to have control of the border, which that's the absolute baseline on the thing. You can put any program in, you can have any check this, you know, whatever on individuals that would come across. But if you're not controlling the border to begin with, if you're not keeping the gate closed on the corral, it doesn't matter what program you have for the horse. So you really need to have border control first. And this, you know, nobody around here is saying we're closing off the border and building a giant Berlin Wall. It's just that, no, we will have a gate on it, and we'll decide when we open and close the gate and have some kind of process where we know who's coming across and who we want to issue a work permit or an ag permit or a tourist visa or apply for citizenship. We have that right and obligation to have a country that is, not just completely in chaos on the issue. So I think we're all for those things. So he did say those words.
And so, you know, and I said
if
that
he wants to do that. We'll support the effort.
Well, you know what? And I said, he's taking a step forward, and you're right. That's what, you know, I agree. He said the right words. Now we'll have to see what happens, but something's got to be done. The second thing was the assault on the Second Amendment, which seemed to get a lot of, it was almost like being in a revival meeting during part of that speech. And the state of California, of course, is making laws right now that makes it illegal for you to own a centerfire semi-automatic weapon.
There's some horrendous laws coming out of, bill ideas coming out of the state of California, there is every year, and you have, again, new legislators that want to make their mark on that as well. They don't make sense. The state of New York passed what they term an assault weapon ban here in just right in the heels of the Newtown thing, because they were in a hurry to get a bill done before the president had his inaugural speech. They really wanted to have that little nut done first so the Governor Cuomo could talk about that. So they have a particular type of ban on assault weapons, as we call them. I don't even like to use that term. I think they're sporting rifles.
Well, they call them that, but, but they're wrong. And it's a name game.
But then the arbitrary number they came with, you hear the magazine limits of, instead of a 30-round one, they want to limit it to 10 or what have you. Well, in New York, I guess they already had a 10-round limit, and they decided, well, we got to do something here. Why don't we, let's pick a number out of there. Let's make a 7-round limit. So as part of that legislation, they now have a 7-round magazine limit. Like, that's going to make any difference, but it's just arbitrary. And then at the end of it, they were in such a hurry to get the bill done, they forgot to put the proper provisions in to exclude law enforcement and state National Guard and all that. So they have huge problems with the bill they hurried through there, that not even being able to work for law enforcement.
Hey, Congressman, we have sequestration.
And by the way, I think we got a really good chance of stopping this kind of legislation in,
at least in Congress, huh?
I mean, almost for sure in the House, but a really darn good chance in the Senate. The gun show checks are something that have a lot of momentum, so we're going to have to watch for how that plays out. Go ahead.
Sequestration is coming up. People are definitely afraid of this, but if you look at the total amount of money you're talking about, it's very little out of the whole budget. What's Congress doing? What's the Republican side doing about addressing sequestration?
Well, two pieces of legislation have been offered already and gotten through the House. So, this House is trying to take responsible action to say, well, if we can modify the agreement that was made a year and a half ago to make it a little more workable instead of just, the thing coming crashing down, not unlike the fiscal cliff stuff did. A deadline happened and bad things happened. So, it certainly isn't a perfect document, but we think what is critical here is that we demonstrate that trimming the budget is necessary and that we have to hold to the number that has been agreed to here, that $974 million is going to have to be a number that we're going to hold tight to. Otherwise, what credibility do we have when we ever say we're going to reduce spending around here? So that's going to be a pretty firm deal. We hope to not do it as a sequestration thing, but the president has been pretty unyielding on talking about the long-term reforms to some of the other programs that really are the bulk of federal spending. You know, almost two-thirds are on the big three, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. That doesn't mean we're eliminating, cutting, getting rid of them. It just means that there's reforms that need to be done to have a more longer-term approach so that they remain viable instead of a gigantic drain on the Treasury.
The part of adding a year to Social Security, I believe they said would keep it solvent for decades. You know, from the time, you know, from 60, moving it from 65 to 67 or 60, yeah, 66 to 67 would have a huge impact. Just that one thing. And it would be not on people there right now, but people in their 40s.
It blends in, you know, with life expectancy going up.
Yeah.
And all
it makes
other
sense.
Measures, you have to take that reality into place. It's running the math numbers and seeing what is going to work long term, because Social Security is a big pot full of IOUs right now. So someone needs to be brought up on charges the way that fund has been treated.
Okay. Know? We've got about 4 minutes left here, Congressman. I know you have to run. Okay. You've been there. You've been there for a while. What would you say is what's the most surprising thing that you have found, now that you're a congressman, walking the hallowed hallways there?
Well, man, it's extremely busy in spurts, and then it gets quiet all of a sudden, you know. And in the evening, the place just gets completely quiet. You don't see the colleagues running around town like you might would in Sacramento at that capital here. So it's different that way. But what is also kind of different is that I thought it might be a little more different than the California legislature, but there's similarities in that the logic or the arguments are almost kind of the same, and the two sides line up even more on sides, it looks like, to do the pre-digested talking points. You know, when you get to the floor, when you hear the floor speeches and all that, it's like, it's just kind of a game. And so right now there's floor speeches going on and people are going down the list of talking points and just saying the usual rhetoric about stuff. So, you know, it's kind of hard to break through some of the barriers here to really get to the point, the discussion. I mean, there's a bill coming up, the Violence Against Women Act, you know, so who wouldn't want to support that, except they put, you know, poison pill pieces in there that are objectionable, so you have to figure out, are we going to modify that bill or, pass it as is? I mean, so there's some grave concerns people have with legislation that is just trying to be pandering or one size fits all. But, you know, one of the great things, and let me share this real quick.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. So.
Real quick, is that we had the young man who was just awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. His family's from Modoc County, just up
right
there, you know.
Right, yeah, we did
his stories
family on him.
Came by to visit yesterday. You know, Clint Romache is the young man's name. He had to go back to North Dakota where his job was. But the rest of his family got to come by, got to meet them. There's already other veterans in the family there. His dad served in Vietnam. His brother and sister-in-law are both over in England. And that was a refreshing thing there, because these are good, solid folks. And, you know,
that's the pleasure of being a congressman.
It really is.
Yeah.
So he was shown a lot of good treatment and honor in town here at the Pentagon and at the White House.
Well, he deserved it. Totally.
Of course he does. Yeah. So that was great. So that was a really good moment here. So we got to take pictures together and just share a little bit. And, you know, I got to talk with his dad about his tour there too. And what a just a great family there. So those are our residents up in Modoc County that we're proud of.
Well, that's great. Hey, Congressman, thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call and tell us what's going on. I know we're going to do this on a regular basis, but when big things like that, you've always been responsive to the people here in the North State.
Well, we're going to go vote against the pay raise for Congress members right now, so we'll talk to you about that later.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Congressman.
Okay.
Okay. Guys, I think we've got like 30 seconds left here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get off by one hour? Did you get off at a whack here? I was off by an hour
because I was listening to the congressman.
Well, you know what? We just skipped a whole bunch of commercials. We're going to stick them back in someplace today. I wanted to keep going on that because we only have him for a little while. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks in the green in early morning trading this Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The Dow is higher by 24 points. Regulators are reportedly taking a closer look at what they're calling unusual trading surrounding the $23 billion takeover of H.J. Heinz by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and the investment firm 3G Capital. According to the New York Times, regulators first noticed a suspicious spike in trading on Wednesday as news of the deal circulated on Wall Street. Airbus dropping lithium-ion batteries from its new A350 airliner. The European plane giant is switching to standard batteries for its newest jet because of concerns that regulatory and certification issues could delay initial deliveries of the plane. The development is the latest sign of a growing industry-wide pullback from the new technology, following two incidents involving lithium-ion batteries on rival Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner jet last month. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl Lindebot. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Good morning. It is 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. 73 today. Hey, I want to talk to you about the Wounded Warrior Project and the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post number 4 is having a fundraiser tomorrow. It's not too late to buy a ticket. February 16th at the Senior Citizens Hall down on Benton Drive, down by the Elks Club. Starts at 5 o'clock. It's going to be music. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem. There'll be music by the Rough Cut Band. Dinner. The whole thing. You can sponsor a table and invite friends at your guests for $250, very reasonable, or purchase a ticket for $25 a piece. The money goes to, they'll be sending part of the funds to the Wounded Warrior Project, and the rest of it we're going to be keeping for the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary, because they do a lot of things to help our veterans here in town. They support the stand down. They send packages off to our troops that are deployed. They do a lot of great things. Give Trevor a phone call at 221-7433. That's 221-7433 to get involved with this. It's going to be a great time. Maui Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm great.
Maui Bob's Cleaning. What is the exact name? Is the Maui Bob Cleaning Service?
Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Office Cleaning. Wait a minute. Okay, that was a different pen I have here. That was from Trudy Pratt. Oh, okay, now we have them here. Oh, you know, these are beautiful pens. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. 530-221-5868. Live Aloha.
And the pens actually work, unlike many promotional pens I've been handed over the years.
You use it to stab the guy in the subway next to you. Maui Bob, the reason I had you on here is that you are an unabashed cheerleader for our community.
Absolutely. Reading is, that's just a fabulous place to live. So many, you know, it appeals to so many different people. Retired people come up here, and there's hunters and the lakes, and it's just beautiful here.
How did you get here?
That's an interesting question. I was in the Bay Area. I lived in the Bay Area for about 7 years around the Livermore area, and I met a friend who said, "Have you ever been up to Reading?" And I said, "No, I never had." And I kind of wanted to take some time off from some personal challenges I had, so I came up here to clear the air, clear the head, and I absolutely loved it, so I moved here.
There you go. That's what happens. You come up here, and all of a sudden it just puts its hooks into you. One of the reasons that, well, first of all, your crew comes in and just does a fantastic job on the offices and the studios here of KCNR and KLXR. And I want to thank you for that. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is people. And the reason is, my friends, when you're listening, is at one time I actually had a $100 bill. And because it's so rare, I managed to drop it out of my pocket and it fell on the floor in my office and I left. The next morning I came back in and on my desk was an envelope. And when I opened up the envelope, there was a note in it. Said, "I found this on the floor last night. It was the $100 bill." Now you say, you know, and I tried to reward the young man, and he wouldn't take it. He says, "Nope, I just did the right thing." You know, fast forward a few months, and I come in one morning, and there's a dollar bill with a note. "I found this in your trash can from a different employee." So here's a $100 bill and a $1 bill that your people found and put back on my desk. Now, how do you attract and keep people like this?
Well, there's two ways. One is the employees that we already have. When we need to hire somebody new, we put the word out to them. And typically, their friends are good people like they are. So that's one way. And then the other way, when somebody comes in, we thoroughly check them out. We call their previous employer, their employer if they're working now. We call their friends. Their friends will typically tell you the truth about them, even if they like them. They'll say, "Well, he's not real dependable in this area, but he's a great guy to go fishing with." And so those are.
Isn't that amazing how people will do that? I mean, for their friends. Hey, Maui Bob just called. Yeah, you know, I told him, "I'm not sure this is your cup of tea, but man, I really like you a lot." I mean, that's amazing how people will do that.
It is.
So you call people. I mean, so what you're doing is you're doing, with, I'm surely with their permission, a background check, talking to them and seeing, is this the type of person? Because they're in offices where nobody's around and there's a lot of stuff laying around.
That's exactly right. There's a lot of temptation, if you will, with different computers and all kinds of things that people have that they could walk away with, and it can be scary sometimes for me. I used to lay awake nights worrying about it, but fortunately I didn't. I was worrying for nothing. I've gotten over that.
Well, it seems that whatever you're doing is work. Like I said, this is, and I've told this story to anybody that will listen. Sometimes they don't want to, about the people that the $100 bill and the $1 bill, two different people, same result. And I can't just say enough. And these are the type, this is the kind of, the reason we're having you on, first of all, is you've been with us here for years and almost since the beginning. And watching your company and seeing the same level of performance. The same level of performance, which is outstanding. And this isn't a cheering section for Maui Bob, because one, you're a good person, but the type of people you have, and people are talking about, I can't find anybody to work that has that work ethic and all this, yet you seem to have no problem doing that.
Well, part of the things that we do when I have office meetings and I bring the employees in, I use the example of a pen, a fountain pen or an ink pen, that it's a finished product. It went through all the design changes and fabrication, and it's a finished product. And I said, when you leave a person's building, a company's building, I want there to be a finished product. It's clean, it's done, all the waste baskets are emptied, et cetera, et cetera. Finished product, basically.
And that seemed to work. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Maui Bob, and from Maui Bob's Office Clean. I want to talk about how the name Maui Bob came in. And again, talking about the work ethics that you have, and also the cheerleader for the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
All right, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Redding's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Redding's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Not miss the incredible savings during the Big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown to really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Save on Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan. All at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean, quality, pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in or check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the Big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today.
North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State, Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, but all the types of other drinks there also, of course. They will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. 30 years, Joe and Shelley have been there supporting our community. Veterans get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Maui Bob from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Okay, how'd you get the name Maui Bob? Obviously, we're not in Maui.
When I first started the janitorial business here in Redding, I called it North Valley Janitorial. And because of my passion for the Hawaiian Islands, I'm always talking about it. And one day I went into a client's office, and he said, oh, there's Maui Bob. And I went, oh, I like that. So all the lettering on all the vehicles and letterhead and business cards, and the rest is history.
Well, there you go. And how come such a unabashed supporter of our Chamber of Commerce? I mean, you use some of your commercial spots to promote the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. The Chamber of Commerce does wonderful things for the community and businesses in particular. There's so many different things that the Chamber puts on that business people can go to and fellowship with other business owners and promote their business, and it's like a snowball going downhill once you get involved in it. The Chamber's I just love the Chamber of Commerce in Reading. They do wonderful things for the community.
Well, good. I mean, that's the way to put it. You know, the Chamber and our city, we need to keep growing our businesses and all that. I hate to see anything that slows down the business growth. You know, well planned though. Business growth, and I'd like to see more initiatives from people. I know that the Chamber of Commerce is always working on things like that. We've talked about your people, how you attract some just really great people, how you got your name, how you got into business. Do you travel to Hawaii a lot?
Yes, we do. My wife Kathy and I, we have a passion for the Hawaiian Islands. It was instilled in me at a very young age. I fell in love with the idea of going there when I first saw the movie Donovan's Reef with John Wayne.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, that's true.
One of my favorite movies, Donovan's Reef.
Yes.
Anything with Lee Marvin and John Wayne has got to be a great movie.
So ever since then, when I was a little kid, I always wanted to go there. And when I became an adult, I finally had an opportunity to do that. And Kathy and I were going again this June on the 28th to the island of Kauai. And without sounding like we're bragging, it's just to make a point that I have the passion for. It'll be our 23rd time.
Well, you know what? If something you love, why not do it? I had the opportunity to live there for 3 years when I was stationed there. And frankly, I mean, I liked it. But I got off the island a lot, too. I was doing a lot of trips off the island. But enjoyed the atmosphere of Hawaii. I lived on Oahu, so it wasn't exactly the Kauai or the Maui or any of that. But
well, because of my passion for it, I've done a lot of I don't want to say research because that sounds too technical, but I've done a lot of looking into the Hawaiian Islands and the history of the Hawaiian Islands, and it's very fascinating how they called them nomads that came over from in the 1400s. They came from Tahiti, Bora Bora, Tonga, New Zealand, and then. In the beginning in the Hawaiian Islands, when they first inhabited it, they didn't even catch colds because they had everything good to eat, bananas, pineapples, and, of course, lots of fish. They did bring their own pigs so they could have their luaus. And then in 14-something, it started going downhill when Captain Cook arrived.
And he brought diseases with him.
He brought diseases. The boys on his ship were gonorrhea and all kinds of bad things.
And it's been going downhill since then?
As far as
the native Hawaiian.
And then Dog the Bounty Hunter, he really ruined it.
Okay.
Just a joke, Dog.
All right. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can just call our phone number, 221-5868.
And like I said, you've always done everything you said and more. Your people are great. People can be trusted. And you're just a good person. I wanted, this is the first time you've been on. I just wanted to introduce you to our listeners, and that, for somebody that cares about people, cares about our community, cares about his family.
Thank you, Carl. I'd also like to return the compliment to, for all that you and Linda and your folks here at the radio station do for this community. You're out there doing things all the time. And of course, I listen to you practically 24/7. Every radio I have, every vehicle, the ones at home, they're all 1460. And you really keep the community abreast of what's going on, and you're out there doing your part, and we really appreciate you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Maui Bob's office cleaning, and a good man. This is somebody that's, if you haven't met him, if you get an opportunity to, give him a call, say hello. All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be right back.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. 7:54 in the morning, KCNR 1460, your community radio. You want to know what's happening that affects you directly? Listen to KCNR 1460, and we try to get to it. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. Some sad news. Ken Gifford of Gifford Construction passed away. 67 years old. His company had, I mean, it touched on so many projects. I'm talking, you know, Turtle Bay, our library, Knopf, many, many, many other sites in Shasta County. And he was a man of integrity and honor. I didn't know him well, but everybody that I've talked to has had nothing but great things to say about him. Meteor. Talk about the Meteor. Give me 3 minutes on the Meteor here, or 2 minutes, because I got something I need to talk about here at the end.
Well, the folks in a city in near Moscow, a city of 1 million people, got quite a wake-up when what has been described as a 10-ton meteor exploded in midair with the force of an atomic bomb, destroyed a damaged several buildings, broke 1 million square feet of glass, sent like 700 people to the hospital. And this is just a rock roughly the size of a bus. Came into the atmosphere and blew up. It is not connected, the European Space Agency says, with the very large asteroid that's half the size of a football field that's going to pass disturbingly close. So imagine that chunk of rock doing the same thing that this relatively small piece did.
How big was this piece that hit?
The piece that hit, 10 tons, maybe the size of a city bus.
Okay, 10
and
tons.
And it broke up in air.
It broke up, so it didn't hit like one piece. And it still injured, what they say, 500 people?
758 people at last report. 3,000 buildings in the city were damaged by the shockwave.
Okay, now these movies like Armageddon, when things are coming down, and they talked about the end of the world got hit by a comet. Remember that? The end of the world before. I mean, you know, back when, or not the end of the world, but it changed it. We then had the ice age because of the huge global, freezing or cooling when the comet hit.
Now, even if this, asteroid, which is called 2012 DA4, even if it were to strike, now it would take out much of a region. It would not be in what they call an end of life event. But it would definitely rearrange the landscape in a relatively, it would be an atomic bomb, many times over. This one was big enough to have really, ruined somebody's day had it hit dead on into a city.
Wow. Okay.
So it's just, you know, you kind of suddenly, when you see that, you get going,
are you
okay,
prepped? Are you prepped?
Are all these things that people are so ramped up about that important?
Well, they are to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now here's what I want to talk about. Over in Millville, I know that you're hanging on every one of these words, but here's something that happened. In Millville, a 16-year-old boy was shot in the stomach while taking a class on gun safety. I'm not going to make any comments on that, except this. If it was a in-house class, you know, taught by, you know, somebody in his family says, hey, you know what, there's weapons around the house, this is what you have to do to be safe. That is a tragedy. It really is. The whole thing's a tragedy anyway. Trying to teach gun safety and somebody being shot. However, as Sheriff Basinko said yesterday, he's got over 4,000 concealed carry permits that they cannot keep up with the number of permits that are being requested for it. I mean, you're having to take appointments. The classes in concealed carry are just, you know, they're filled up. Here's what I strongly, strongly suggest to you. If you get ready to take a concealed carry course, you need to find out about your instructor. Are they NRA certified? National Rifle Association certified instructors. It means they've been through courses. They've got material that they're going to put you through, and it's based on safety, and it's based on, you know, decades of experience. So is that person an NRA instructor? Are they operating out of a business and not out of their backyard? Now, out of your backyard does not mean that they're not good instructors. Okay, so don't misunderstand me. But they are associated with a business, and here's the big thing. Do they have insurance? An NRA instructor is required to have insurance. Do they have insurance in case there is that tragedy, not him, not you, but somebody, three people down, shoots you in the foot? You have to, if you're going to take a weapons instruction class, and so many people are, get to know your instructor. Know the background of your instructor. Are they trained? Can they train you, or are they just making this stuff up? Anyway, when we come back, we've got the Chief of Police of Anderson, Mike Johnson. He's here. It turned out to be kind of law enforcement week. We didn't plan on it, but it just happened that way. But he's going to be talking about Anderson and the impact of 109, plus a few other things that we need to talk about. And today, starting at 9 o'clock. We're going to expand out for another hour, and we're going to be talking to the homeless representative. A lot of things going on with that too. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It looked like a missile, blew up like a bomb. Panicking and injuring about 1,000 people in a Russian city. So what was it? A streaking meteor. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen details what happened live.
Dave, Russia has dispatched around 20,000 emergency workers after the strike. Locals reporting fireballs falling to the ground as a meteor weighing 10 tons broke up.
I was terrified. I had just hit the snooze bar and I hear this loud bang.
He was at home in bed in the city of Chelyabinsk, which is around 900 miles east of Moscow. It's thought the meteor entered the atmosphere at 30,000 miles an hour, setting off sonic booms and blowing out windows, Dave.
Simon, they can finally have hot showers and meals, but some passengers trying to get home from that nightmare of a cruise have run into another problem. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at the Mobile, Alabama port.
Dave, there are now reports that one of the buses taking people home from the port of Mobile is broken down this afternoon. After it took hours for some people to haul themselves and their luggage out of the smelly boat.
But when we were waiting for so long to get off of the ship, tempers started flaring. People were yelling, getting angry. That part of it wasn't good.
Triumph herself is now being pushed and pulled out of the cruise ship port, headed for a repair facility where she'll be inspected by the National Transportation Safety Board, Dave.
Evan, prosecutors call it premeditated murder in South Africa, where an Oscar Pistorius killed his girlfriend. The Olympic star who ran on prosthetic legs cried in court, but his agent says he denies the charges in the strongest of terms. It was a food fight that turned into a brawl. Fists and French fries flying at a Minneapolis high school yesterday. 300 students got into it. 4 were injured before police used chemical spray to break it up. They're reviewing surveillance video to determine if anyone will face charges. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. That's right, get 7 days free and see who's out there for you. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's TryMatch.com and get 7 days of Match free.
Match opens up incredible possibilities to meet people that you never would have met without it.
Getting on Match, it was so easy. I thought, what have I been waiting on?
This exclusive offer is for a limited time only, so visit TryMatch.com now. That's TryMatch.com. Match.com. 1 in 5 relationships now begins online. Why not let yours be one of them?
First dates are more exciting than anything. I thought, you know, why not?
And for a limited time only, Match is giving you 7 days free. Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's TryMatch.com. Join today.
President Obama heads to Chicago later to keep pushing his State of the Union economic agenda. He's just met with Italy's president, and this hour, the president will honor 13 Americans with the Citizens Medal.
Among this year's recipients, 6 women who were killed in the Sandy Hook school massacre. The White House announcement saying the women had dedicated themselves to their students and their community.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz. That Connecticut shooting has schools across the country bolstering security. One district in Michigan is doing training today.
The Oakland County School District has been practicing what to expect and how to react if a shooter enters a school building. Spokesperson Danelle Gittes tells Fox News Radio it has involved several 2.5-hour training sessions.
Principals, secretaries, teachers, and custodians, as well as their central office staff, take the training together. We did have law enforcement officials also taking the training because it would be a partnership responding to an attack like this.
A suburban Chicago district recently fired blanks in a school building to let students and staff know what a gun sounds like. Gittes says their training hasn't reached that level.
It's not so much hands-on practice as much as it is learning the content and figuring out exactly what you would have to do to respond safely.
The sessions wrap up with one today and another Tuesday. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Hours after that meteor hit Russia, the focus turns to an asteroid that'll whiz by us in a few hours.
Even though it's expected to be the closest encounter yet,
there's really nothing to worry about when this asteroid passes the Earth.
NASA has a near-Earth object program, and Donald Yeomans is the manager.
We understand its orbit extremely well, and we can say with great confidence that there's no chance of it hitting the Earth and the chances of it hitting a satellite are negligible.
The asteroid is half the size of a football field, traveling about 5 miles per second. At its closest point, around 2:24 p.m. Eastern time, it'll still be more than 17,000 miles away. But that is closer than any satellites.
That's Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady. On Wall Street, we are seeing some gains. The Dow's up 22 points, almost back to 14,000. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:05 on February the 15th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, and you know what? You know, life is sometimes, it's funny. You know, life is funny. And so there's it's something funny, really funny, is going on right now. Have we got the Wells Fargo people on yet? Okay. I'm going to talk to our Wells Fargo people for our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute. Then I've got to share with everybody after that. We have Amy on the line. Then after that, I've got to share with you what's happening right down at the station right now, right after that. But Josh Wiley, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are staying positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 20 points at 13,993. NASDAQ's up 4 at 3,203. And the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,523. Oil's down $1.90 at $95.47 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.19%. Gold's down $30.82 at $1,604, while silver's down 51 cents at $29.86 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: AT&T's up a penny at $35.30, Walmart's down $1.43 at $69.39, and Verizon's up 13 cents at $44.46. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You need some advice about what's happening in Wall Street? These are the people to go to. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. All right, it's Friday. We got to have Amy. Good morning, Amy from Adams Peak Performance. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
Oh, I had a wonderful Valentine's Day. My family, we went out to Olive Garden.
Ooh.
It was fun. The kids love to go there, so it was great.
You know what? I have friends that when we go to Olive Garden, if we go to Olive Garden, they take hot sauce, you know? Oh, yeah, they put hot sauce on everything, though. Anyway, let's go on. What's good for you? What is our fitness tip for the week?
Our fitness tip for the week is that I'm seeing a lot of people come into the gym and leave the gym without a proper warm-up and cool-down. So remember, you've got to warm those muscles up. You've got to warm those joints up before you work out. So, you know, walking is good on the treadmill, but maybe even doing a little bit more warm-up where you're going to warm up your joints, like doing some squats, doing some wall push-ups, doing some arm circles, so you're really good those joints warmed up. And then when you're done, guys, I need you to cool down. I see too many people work out and run out the door. I need them to stop, do some stretching or foam rolling. Foam rolling is a great way to kind of get a self-massage. And if you're not familiar with it, come on down to the gym. We can definitely teach you about foam rolling. It's a great way to work out those tight muscles, get rid of the tensions for the day, and really help your body recover.
Well, that sounds really good because you need to warm up and warm down, especially when you're at the advanced age of like you or Bad Bob. Me, of course, I am supple still and very flexible because I'm still so young. Don't laugh too hard there, Amy. Come on. Don't. Oh, okay. Okay, everybody's laughing. All right. Amy, Addison's Peak Performance. Have a great weekend there, kiddo.
You guys too. And hey, if you go to Olive Garden, they have an excellent light fare menu.
Oh, well, you know what? That's exactly what we need. That's when we have here. You know what? Bad Bob goes to those very light, low calorie cinnamon buns. So.
Oh, wait a minute.
All right.
Not not quite as what I was thinking about.
Well, you know, I know. Okay, Amy, thanks a lot.
All right, guys, bye.
Bye. Okay, what I want to need to share with you here, by at 9 o'clock today, we're expanding out for another hour. And we've got some other things, but we're expanding out today for another hour. And so what I wanted to do was talk to the homeless representative, the one who, you know, who is talks, says, is that no, you can't stop the panhandling, you can't stop giving money to panhandlers and all that. Cause we here at KCNR give a voice to everybody in the community. That's the idea. We're community radio. So I invited him on for 9 o'clock to talk about what's going on with the panhandling, the homeless, and all this. And so he's going to come on at 9 o'clock. But he got here early, so he's outside picketing our business because we have the sign up that says, stop giving panhandlers money. So he's out picketing us. So he's saying to boycott our business at the same time we're having him on at 9 o'clock. You know what? You got to love it. You just got to love it here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the Big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown to really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Save on Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan. All at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean, quality pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in or check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the Big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He guarantees work that other shops don't dare offer, from small chips up to cracks 24 inches in length. Go tell, and Jeff is just a veteran. He, like I said, he guarantees his work. You can't go beyond that. He's located at 3280 Market Street right here in Reading, or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Chief, welcome to our show.
Good morning.
This is Chief Michael Johnson from Anderson.
Correct.
A couple times you've been on. So I guess your second time here.
Yes. Second or third, yeah.
So, you know, we come and we're getting protested out there in the front. So,
yeah, how about that? Hey, and I felt a little bit, out of the loop there. I didn't get the memo that we're protesting. So I want you to see, I made you a sign here.
Oh, he made us a sign. Okay.
So I didn't get to protest before, so I'm going to protest after.
Okay.
I've got my own sign here. Okay.
Yeah, we're unfair here. Yeah. Okay. Now the guy that, again, the person that's protesting is a guest on our show for the next hour.
Right.
And there's the television cameras out there with him. So.
And since you've got me as a guest, yeah. I should be, since we're going to talk a little bit about AB 109, my protest should be, that the state is unfair, because, that's going to be the pitch here, that, we're having to deal with all their problems that they've putting off to the county. So. But for the time being, Carl, it's you. I'm protesting.
Well, you know, I was kind of hoping I could talk you into going out there and, you know, and brutalizing him. But I guess not.
City of Reading. I'm City of Anderson.
Okay. Chief, thanks a lot for coming on today. It turned out that this week is a, it was law enforcement week. We didn't, you know, it didn't start out like that, but it's kind of, we've, kind of like blossomed into this. AB 109. Yesterday we had, and I know you said you heard the show with the chief and the sheriff on about AB 109 and the huge impact it's had here in the city of Reading and for the sheriff in the county of Shasta. Anderson.
Yeah, AB 109. Well, let's start out by saying if we're going to talk a little bit about that, it's going to get me on probably my little bit of a soapbox and,
that's what it's here for.
Pretty passionate about this topic as well. At the end though, I'd like to wrap up with, one of the things you talked about yesterday was solutions, possible solutions, and what we can do. So I want to get there at the end after you hear me rant and rave about the problems I have with it. The state, California Department of Corrections, several years ago, in all their infinite wisdom, decided to add the word rehabilitation to them. So now they are CDCR, California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations. They have grossly failed in their efforts to rehabilitate, largely because rehabilitation doesn't work, and now are trying to shift that burden to the counties across the state of California. Now, when I say rehabilitation doesn't work, it doesn't work the way they've got it classified and the way they have it set up. It's not that rehabilitation won't work at all. It won't work by just blanketly categorizing people and putting them out there and thinking just because you have the name rehabilitation in your title that they're going to be rehabilitated. We do a horrible job, we, the state, the counties, and everything else that we're doing with these type of programs now that we're headed towards in classifying and identifying the correct type of people that need to be rehabilitated. There are a small percentage of people who end up going to these institutions or in the jail system or in the criminal system who want to change and who have the ability to change, but we do a horrible job at identifying which ones of those are. We just group them and put them in programs, alternative programs, and expect them to be rehabilitated, and it's not working. And we are all suffering because of it. That is a very generalistic view of it. There's a million things that are wrong with the system and the program and the way it's set up. We are tasked now with dealing with that, and we will get there. I got to tell you, when I first started in law enforcement, 17-something years ago, my first training on the street, we didn't take people – this was in Humboldt County. We didn't take people to jail on felony warrants. That's where it was then. It was so crowded, and they had the same type of problems. It wasn't AB 109 related, but the same type of problems. And I heard Chief Paletti and Sheriff Pasenko talking about the pendulum swing yesterday, and I think that is very true. That does happen within our society with a whole host of topics from financial to criminal to anything else you want to talk about in the state and the United States. And it used to be a problem where we weren't locking up people. We were looking for other programs, which also failed then. And the pendulum swung back where we were locking up everybody for a while, and now we're back the other way and expected to try to work this out.
So 17 years ago, you're having the same problem,
mm-hmm.
essentially. So you've tried both ways, essentially.
I think if you look at the history, they've gone back and forth both ways for quite some time.
So neither one works. Is that what we're saying?
No, I don't think that's the truth.
Let's catch that one on the other side of the break here.
Okay.
Because, the other thing too, I think we need to introduce you to our audience.
Okay, very good.
And kind of, you know, go back to that, but, the AB 109 situation that we're in now is, sounds like something that you've seen before back when you were when you were a patrolman.
Well, it has similar characteristics, yes.
And then, but now as the chief, you've got to try to figure a way how to, you know, keep this contained. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. We'll be right back.
Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, the Danger Zone. Welcome back. I think our pigs are left. I'm not sure. Told him, we offered him coffee, but hey, KCNR1460 Community Radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Get your phones ready because at 9 o'clock, we've got the Earl Allen Beck coming in. He's got a lot of strong feelings
the
about
citizen
this.
Activist. The citizen proclaim. Activist.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, Reading Crown Motors. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue to your neighbors. Let them do a great job of making a super deal on a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. They've got them. Previously owned, brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors will make a deal for you, and their service department is second to none. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, and he obviously is passionate like every one of our senior law enforcement officers here in the North State about AB 109. But let's find out something. You talked about Humboldt County. And what's your background?
Humboldt County. That's where I started my law enforcement. After college, I stayed in Humboldt County and went to work for the police department there. I worked there for quite a few years and ended up going over to Amador County as a chief over there. Worked in a prison city, Ione, So I know a little bit about the system, CDCR, which we're talking about, and a lot of the complications involved with that. And for about 7-8 months ago now, I've moved to Anderson and living here with my family, enjoying it here.
So what, I mean, I'm not, you know, do people ever say that you appear very young?
Yeah, they do. Appearance. I like that. That's great to hear.
I mean, I can see you might even get checked. I mean, look at him. I mean, would you check his ID if he was ordering a
beer?
Hey,
Carl, I've got a 25-year-old too. That's so when you tell me I look young, that's great. I love hearing that.
Maybe it's that living that good life in Humboldt County.
Maybe it's a good life I'm living in Shasta County.
There you go. Okay. You know, one of the things.
Hey, you know, I'd like to fall back real quick on what we were talking about 109 and how I said it was similar in concept to what happened 17 years ago when I started. When I say that, it is just the overall concept, the pendulum idea. Right. It is not anywhere comparable to the complexity that we're facing with AB 109. You heard Chief Paletti and Sheriff Basenko talk about the 413 parolees that have been released into our community, into Shasta County.
Right.
And when people hear that number and you put it in perspective of, you know, the city of Reading is 90,000 people, city of Anderson is 11,000 people, and so on, and the communities, 413 doesn't sound all that grave maybe of a situation. But what you have to remember, and here's what complicates things, you have 413 seasoned institutionalized criminals. They are not the typical average Joe who maybe, you know, works for a living and is productive in the community and maybe gets picked up for DUI. These are guys who have been to the big house, which I call the college for criminals, prison. And, one thing that prisoners and criminals have better than anybody else is a communication network. They learn to communicate. They hook up with other guys. They learn about crime and how to network, and they come back into our community now and classified as the non-non-nons, which is a joke too because that's just their conviction classification, not actually their personality profile. They come back into our community, and they are wreaking havoc.
Well, and you know, the thing is we talk about that the guy that was arrested in his fifth time, and they caught him inside the car after he busted the window. This is not the career criminal you're talking about. This is a jerk that is high on drugs and does things, and he's been caught five times, which means he's probably done 100 burglaries or something. You're talking about the career guys. They're coming here that they're planning stuff. These are tough guys.
These are tough guys, and they're serious about this. They and most of these guys, despite what they want to tell you, have no ambition to be rehabilitated. They know the system, they know how to work the state system, and they come out and they're looking for all the free stuff. And you have all these services, much like we have for the homeless or transient displaced people. These parolees are using that, and they're just sucking off the system. We don't make it uncomfortable for them, and it compounds our problem.
How would you make it uncomfortable for them? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but this is a question a lot of people have is we have obviously a problem right now. This is what the picketing going on out in front and stop giving handouts to panhandlers. It's not the homeless people. It's not the homeless question. That's not it.
We're not talking about the family or the few people that are homeless by a set of unfortunate circumstances. We're talking about the people who are choosing the lifestyle, who want to do that, who want everything for free, and are sucking off the system. Now, how you make it uncomfortable for them is you don't centralize all their services. The city of Reading is the county seat. Every service for those people is right here in Reading, and not just right here in Reading, but pretty centralized in one location. So why would they leave? They're not going to leave. They're going to just hang around. It's human nature, and they're going to use that system. If you would spread them out, put one in Palo Cedro, one in Anderson, one in Shasta Lake, one in Reading, others throughout the county, make it difficult for them, it changes the dynamics.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You have a question for the chief?
Yeah, Chief, you know, when I good morning, by the way, I didn't mean to be rude.
Good morning.
But, as the listeners know, I drive yellow cab, and I pick up a lot of these guys, right, as they just get into town, take them to the parole office. They got a little check. They have no network. All they know is criminals. How could they not fail to go back into a criminal lifestyle? Is there any thing that your years of experience could point to that would aid them in finding a way to turn around? Because we got a bad economy, for people without a record, it's tough to find a job. These guys have a record. They have very little resources, usually have very little network of honest people. How can it not go badly?
That's a good question, Jay. Hey, Jay, thanks. He's our yellow cab philosopher. Good guy. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, Jay,
we've got like about a minute left here.
All right, I'll try to make it quick. Jay, I agree with you.
We can come back afterwards.
Set of circumstances are difficult, but I can guarantee you that none of them, even you, I, or anybody, is going to change unless they have the desire to change. This goes back to what I was talking about before in figuring out who those people are that are worth spending our time and effort and money to put in these programs. We need to put the right people in the programs, otherwise it's going to fail.
Okay. We can finish up with that one on the other side of the news here. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, and we're talking AB 109, the ramifications of that, but also we're going to talk about, some other solutions that the chief has. We'll come back after the news here.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. Almost 1,000 people injured in central Russia when a meteor explodes near the Ural Mountains.
Witnesses say they saw a giant ball of light with a white tail at the end and then heard several sonic booms before giant rocks on fire fell from the sky. Russian officials say a meteor tore across the Earth's atmosphere at 30,000 miles an hour, breaking apart as it came down.
Fox Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Most of the injuries due to shattered glass. Thousands of passengers from a disabled Carnival cruise ship now on land and talking about their ordeal.
Debbie Moyes of Phoenix says everybody survived, but those stories of leaking sewage were true.
Like the carpet was, you were like sloshing in your shoes and like making gross wet sounds.
She's not sure she'll cruise again anytime soon.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown in Mobile, Alabama. The ship being towed to a repair dock. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, I'm Sandy Mastin with the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, inviting you to join us for our exciting 5th annual auction dinner event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will also enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. We cover it all. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can always check the archives out later on in the day. At 9 o'clock today, we're going to expand out for another hour, right before Agenda 21. And we're going to talk to Earl Allen Beck, who is leading protest through the city here, albeit small protest. About, because he doesn't believe that we should stop giving money to panhandlers. That's wrong and that it affects people. And so, Mr. Beck's gonna be on the show at about, 9:05 this morning, and he and I are gonna discuss it in a nonpartisan type of way to discuss why these things are happening. Our guest, right now, of course, is, Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, and we've been talking about when criminals come back from prison, and Jay had a really good point, one of our callers, that they have no network, they have no money, that they go immediately back into crime. How do you break this? How do you break this, or do you?
Well, as I said, you know, classifying the people and figuring out the ones that actually want to change and have been to the prisoner in the system and figured out that they don't like having a or being somebody's girlfriend in prison or anything, and they want to change and become productive, that's the ones we want to help. And on that note, I'd like to speak a little bit about AB 109 and the role of law enforcement, or their perceived role in law enforcement. Whether people want to really acknowledge it or not, the police are the police, and we operate under 830.1 of the Penal Code and the subsections, which give us our police powers. And what the police do, or their task to do, is to keep a community safe. They're to protect and enforce and serve the community. We are not typically and have not been the program managers of social programs. And this, the CCP, the Community Corrections Partnership, and AB 109 is really trying to force the hand of law enforcement to join in the social effort and rehabilitation and programs for these people. Really not our role. We are there to protect the public and enforce laws. Now, it's if I had it my way, every dime of that money that came down the pipe for AB 109 would be spent on enforcing the laws and locking people up and taking them back to jail. And we're not going to stop doing that in Anderson. It's frustrating, yes, that we lock people up and there's no room and they get released, but we're going to keep doing it. That's what we're tasked to do, is keep the community safe. At some point it has to turn around, and those cases are going to pile up and they're going to do something with those people.
We don't even have a center yet to start looking at people. And it's been, we're going on 2 years now with this. I find that frankly abhorrent that we can't even get a lease on a building to be able to bring in these people, the worst cases. So they're out there wandering around, I'm sure. How the crime rate in Anderson? The one in Redding, you know, it skyrocketed and it's kind of leveled off.
Yeah.
But
same with Anderson, property crime especially. It just threw the roof. And we're having a problem with how we were reporting it and capturing statistics. And a lot of that has to do with our reporting system and our antiquated CAD system that we have, and which we're working on together, all of us, Basanko and Paletti and I. So we're going to change that a little bit and be able to give out a little bit better statistics, but they're not good. They're not good anywhere. I could tell you we came out with our urine report. It showed the property crime dropped. Well, as soon as I saw that, I said, well, that's wrong, because we're not capturing it right. And sure enough, as I gone back and looked, it's through the roof too.
I was going to say, how could it?
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, you need to get on the circuit and tell everybody else, since everybody else is going through the roof. ours dropped. You
know? Well, it
probably helped we hung those two guys out there on Main Street.
But, you know, you're talking about yesterday about, reclassification and recidivism and how that changed the whole statistical reporting. It's easy to do. You can change the stats to read whatever you want, but what we want to give is the true stats and a true look at what's going on in the community, because all of us, Paletti, Basanko, and I, and the probation officer and the highway patrol, and everybody in law enforcement in this county have a really good relationship right now, and we are working together to solve the problem. And we will solve the problem. It's not a matter of that. We will come up with an innovative way. We will institute these programs. We will figure out a way to track them, and we will get there. It's not a matter of that. Just because I am here ranting and raving about my personal opinions with AB 109 and the problems with it.
Well, it's not just your personal opinions, though, Mike. It's, this is opinions of everybody. And, you know, especially up here in the North State I think it has a much more severe impact than it does, say, in LA. I mean, yeah, LA has filled up their jails, but they're used to crime. They're used to all this stuff. And when I talked to people from Sacramento, I said, AB 109, this is what happened. They don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, they don't, because it's different.
It's different. And it's like, oh, I mean, really? And it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, they have really no concept of it. But when you get out to the North State, where the counties are a little bit wider open, we've got, you know, smaller populations, big impact on us.
Yeah, and quality of life. And that's what we're trying to maintain. It's a great community, great county, and we're going to strive to maintain that. That's our job, and we're going to do it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson. We're talking about quality of life, AB 109, and possible solutions to this problem. We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is Maria Orozco. Join me, the Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Casino in presenting a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets for the evening include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. There will be special entertainment brought to you by the Keyhole Mystery Theater Group and Front and Center Dance Studio. In 2012, 62 grants were given. Join us in recognizing those amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Join the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino as we present a Mardi Gras Masquerade, A Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Casino Event Center. For ticket information, call me, Maria Orozco, at 242-4516. A Year to Remember is made possible through our amazing sponsors.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hey, you know what? Welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. I want a little more Streets of Fire stuff there, amigo.
I thought free ride was appropriate.
Well, free ride, you're right. 605-4567 is our number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold, my friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, and we're talking about AB 109. He, like all of the rest of our, you know what? You see them, they're all really dispassionate. You know, Basenko Sheriff Basenko and Chief Paletti, all of a sudden they start ramping up because they're seeing what's facing them. And you know, Mike, you're right in there.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Carl, getting me jacked up between the sessions here.
That's right. You know what? And yeah, they keep poking about these things. I, you know, put you back on the street again and head you down there. We tried to talk about possible solutions here. And, it seems like you've got to try and be able to reach me. Is money the answer to this about more facilities to put people in? I mean, then we're kind of like, oh gosh, we're going to build another prison.
Well, yes and no. It's so complex that it's just money, throwing money at it is not going to change it. We are going to have to, be unified and come up with some really, innovative and progressive ways to blend all these things. You know, talk about incarceration. More people need to be locked up and held accountable. That's a big piece of the puzzle. I'm not completely unsympathetic to the rehabilitation part. We just have to identify the right people and spend our money wisely. We have to do tracking devices and track those who meet that profile. I'm not a criminal behavioralist or a psychologist, but there are plenty of folks out there that discipline who are very good at that and could be successful if we would actually do the profile on people and hedge our bets and select the right ones and you know, put them in the right places. So as I said, we'll get there. It's not a matter of that we can't do it. We can do it, and we will get there, and we will continue to protect the community and work the problem out. It's going to take a little bit. The other part of which is very key in this whole thing is the general public, the people, the good citizens of the county who want to participate and want to help need to do just that. They need to stand up for whatever their particular skill set is and they can contribute. That's where we need them to come in. If that is you are very politically active and have some connections and can put some pressure on our representatives in Sacramento or locally here, then that's what you do. If you are a skilled psychologist or something and can participate in some of these programs and help push forward some good ideas, then that's what you do. If you are the guy that works 9 to 5 and, you know, contributes to your community and wants your neighborhood to be safe, then you need to get with your neighbors and make your neighborhood safe.
Neighborhood watch. You know, part of what, Chief Paletti said, and this is what you're saying too, as I'm gleaning out of this, is, the community can stand up. The reason that he believes, and he says, even though it's, you know, anecdotal, he says he believes that the crime leveled off on property crime is because people started paying attention. They started locking their doors. They started taking their purses out of the cars, not leaving computers in the back seat where the bad guys could see it. Because when you get all these reports all the time from the Reading Merchants Crime Watch, they've got people just wandering around the parking lots looking into cars.
Absolutely. That's what they do.
And if we can educate people to do that and also have Crime Watch out there in your neighborhood where if you see somebody that doesn't belong here, to call the police. And mm-hmm. What I understand is you all like to come out and just check those things out.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times people will call and let's say they see somebody digging through their dumpster at their apartment complex in the middle of the night. Well, that may seem relatively harmless, but sometimes they don't call. And that can lead somewhere else that they don't even know. And sometimes they do call and we don't show up right away because we're dealing with whatever priority crimes we're dealing with. But those calls often link other crimes together in descriptions that they give or people that shouldn't be in the area, and it turns into something bigger. Now, we're not always good at getting back to that person and letting them know, hey, your tip solved a bigger crime. But I'm telling you, it's effective for us. It works, and we don't want people to give up on that.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Hey, Bob, give us the weather one more time here before we go out.
Well, Carl, what we've got going on today is sunshine, plenty of it, a high of 74 degrees. Low tonight will be 39, 72 for tomorrow for your Saturday. And right now in Reading, 56 degrees under sunny skies. And the report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards this weekend. Music, great dining, and the ambiance out there, of course, is spectacular. 474-5546 to make reservations out there. Our guest is Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, community radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to be out there for installations, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. And routine maintenance will keep that system running. They do great work, and they're local here. Take a look at homecomfort.org, their website, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Everybody in here, excluding perhaps the chief, has had work done by Alliance Heating and Air, and they do great work. Next Monday, Gary Cadd will be our guest. We'll start off with Gary Cadd and some of the latest things that are happening in City Hall. We're trying to get all the City Hall people in here. Rick Bassetti will be in a week or so. They have him in, of course, Missy and Francie and Patrick Jones. And then, of course, the Board of Supervisors. We're trying to get everybody in here so you can hear what's going on in our government and get a chance to ask them questions. Today, of course, also, we're going to be going from 9 to 10. We're going to be talking the homeless, the panhandling question. There's a difference between panhandling and homeless. And there is a clear definition and a clear delineation between the actions that are being taken by the merchants here in town and what we stand for here. But our guest right now, of course, for this hour has been our Anderson Police Chief, Michael Johnson. Good morning and welcome back again, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. It's been great.
Well, you know what? There's, it does good to do a periodic update and hearing what's going on in Anderson, and you all got such a great town down there.
We do, and we're very proud of our city and our police force, and things are moving forward very nicely for us. So we appreciate you taking the time and having us up.
Well, what last thoughts here?
Last thoughts. Well, one thing unrelated to AB 109, maybe bring my blood pressure down a little bit, Carl, thanks, is we are in the process of transitioning from our typical animal control duties. We're going to be closing our animal shelter in Anderson and contracting with Haven Humane. We are still going to maintain our animal control officers and do animal control duties. We're just not going to maintain a shelter anymore. It's a partnership that is working well in this county. Speaking of everybody working together, City of Reading is contracted with them. The county is contracted with them. And now Anderson's going to be contracted with them as well.
Well, Haven Humane is performing a great service down there.
Class just, operation. They're doing a great job.
Unfortunately, Ray John is leaving after he's accomplished so much, but he'll be on the show next week or the week after, and that's his last, you know, it's his, kind of his last hurrah. He's saying he's going to say goodbye.
Right. Yeah, we wanted to make sure we got this wrapped up with Dr. Ray John before he departed. So we're happy to be able to get that done.
Well, that's super. And, the town of Anderson, I know what you said about the crime statistics and all that, but you've got a good force going down there.
Got a great force.
Super. Yep. What do you see happening here in the next 6 months for Anderson? I know that, first of all, before you answer that, is I know what a great working relationship all the heads of the police agencies here have, and I think that is just spectacular. But what do you see happening here in the next 6 months?
Well, a lot of what's happening there, if you're talking about with the police department.
And you all down in Anderson,
okay,
specifically.
Yeah, it's, well, we are coming back up to staff, which is a very nice place to be. You know, we've had some personnel issues, people out on injuries or shortage and vacancies to fill. And I think you're going to see us up to the level at least we can be fiscally within the next 6 months. Also, the shift in enforcement philosophy that's going on there to be a very proactive department has really come to light for us, too. So that is another thing that's going to happen. We're going to continue with that and get a little more aggressive and stay on that route and try to take back over our city.
Well, good. I don't think you've lost the city, but I think you want to just kind of like.
Yeah, when I say that, I don't mean we've lost it, yeah. But I'd like to have our thumb on it a little bit more.
Yeah, so that you don't. Wouldn't it be nice to get to that point where you get a call now and then? And y'all can have like bake sales. Everybody, you know, officers are out doing bake sales.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know if we ever get like that again, my friend. Okay, Mike, it's a pleasure having you on. And as it is for anybody from Anderson, they're proactive in so many things they do in business and persuading businesses to come down there. And now, hiring somebody to come in and take over law enforcement.
Yeah, we've got a contractor that invested in all that property up behind Walmart there at the vistas up there, the vineyards rather. So we're hoping that we're going to see some buildings start kicking off too, and things are going to progress that way as well. So hopefully the whole package will be coming together and we'll keep moving forward.
How many officers are in the Anderson Police Department?
20.
20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we're down to about 18 right now, but 20.
You're getting ready to hire some more.
20 numbers. Is what we're slotted for, yes.
And how big is Anderson, did you say?
11,000. 10,500 is about roughly the population.
Okay. And I just got a couple minutes here to fill.
Okay.
Meth. Is that the worst?
Meth has become the epidemic across the United States. I don't think you can go to, and particularly in California, you can go to any community and not, say meth and have it be mentioned in a impactful and detrimental way to the community. So yes, it's there. I think the bigger problem is the opiates, that are coming to light. You know, we had all the phenomenon with the Oxycontins and those narcotic based pills, and now, heroin is creeping its way in because it's cheaper. And
that's what, I can't believe it. Heroin is cheaper than the pills.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a scary thing because heroin's, you get somebody with a $300-$400 a day habit. And they have to support that habit somehow, and that's going to be with theft or prostitution or drugs or some type of illegal activity.
You see prostitution coming back?
Prostitution is. It's not, we don't see it in so much in the streetwalkers. We don't have, you know, the girls walking the streets, but they're setting up in, motel rooms and they're posting on Craigslist or, on the internet. And that's how they're running their scams now. So, yeah, we are seeing a lot more of that.
That's what, you know, I've seen, and that's what I believe is happening also already. They're talking about prostitution is really on the rise here. So that means maybe the economy's better.
Maybe so. Okay.
Chief Mike Johnson, Anderson Police Department, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll have you back again, and we'll just keep these updates going.
Okay, great.
Okay, you know, like I said, today at 9 o'clock, we're gonna extend out for another hour. We're gonna talk the difference between panhandling and homelessness. We have an activist that's in support of the homeless and panhandlers and is leading a boycott against businesses who don't want panhandling to continue. So he'll be on, Earl Allen Beck. Tomorrow, of course, we have a full range of programs starting at 6 in the morning and going to Saturday and Sunday. All community-oriented programming right here on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Around 1,000 people hurt, mostly by flying glass, many more scared out of their wits when a meteor explodes in the sky over the Ural Mountains in Russia. Covering it from a safe distance in London, here's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen.
Chris, the meteor was traveling so fast as it broke up, the fragments set off sonic booms, and they blew out countless windows. A flash of light and those explosions set off panic in the city of Chelyabinsk, around 900 miles east of Moscow. It's thought the meteor weighed around the same as a double-decker bus. 20,000 emergency workers have been dispatched, and Russia's military is examining crater sites. Chris.
Thanks, Simon. You know, sometimes it's nice to get home after a vacation. Well, that goes double or triple for passengers from the Carnival cruise ship Triumph, now being towed away from Mobile, Alabama, where Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live.
Chris, some of those people who walked off the Carnival Triumph have hit a new bump in the road.